Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Wade.
And I'm repping merch from my glass to the shirt to the hat and the beer buddies, full effect.
Never seen you look as good as you look right now, Brad. I'm not gonna lie to you, but
white sweatshirts are dangerous.
Oh man, you kidding me? I couldn't.
I'm gonna spill on it just right now. You can't sit at your desk and wear a white hoodie because you know coffee's gonna like be on the side of the mug that's gonna drip down. And you're just like, oh, it's over.
I will say this: you have the thick laces in your hoodie strings. The thicker the better. So I'm admiring the ultra thick strings on your hoodie there.
Okay, nice. Yeah. But enough about what I'm wearing, because if you're listening to this, you cannot see that. But we are also drinking, and we are drinking big. Like, we might as well just have some whiskey out here.
Yeah, I'm surprised when he opened the second one. Laser Brain from Goose Island.
Mm-hmm. A double dry hopped EDM craziness.
Yeah,
of a beer.
Man. So 9.5%. Mm-hmm. Strata and Meridian. These are hops I've heard of. I couldn't give you any descriptors on these hops, though, yeah. Brad. But this is a monster beer. If there's any tropical notes, it's behind this wall of, I don't know, booze-soaked peaches. What's going on?
Yes, yeah, but it doesn't feel, it doesn't feel boozy. It feels big.
Yeah,
like you need to take it easy. Like you feel it, but it's not like burning. It's very enjoyable to drink.
You just know you're in trouble if we keep this up. If we finish the 4-pack, we're in trouble. Which, to be fair, sometimes you want to be overwhelmed like that.
Right. You know. How hard was your day?
Right. And it's like bring it on, but.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have a hard time getting through one, so we'll see how I go. But it's tasty. Big beers from Goose. I had never seen this one or heard of this one.
You know, it reminds me of the time I picked up Suffolk County Stout a year or so ago. Mm. Talking to you know, Mike, and I look over and there's like 7 IPAs on draft at Goose, which was kind of surprising.
Okay.
This is around the time they did the collab with Larmus.
Oh, nice. That's right.
So
and the bird in the hand.
Yeah.
One, two.
Yeah. So they spent a lot of time on IPAs. Okay. So those were kind of hazy. This is not a hazy. This is a big. I think it's hazy in like the type of juiciness they're going for, but looking at it, it is not a hazy beer.
Right.
So, but I enjoy those kind of like, I don't know, the peach, apricot kind of flavors on a 9.5% beer that kind of looks like an old school IPA.
Right, and this is something, you know, we're going to talk about our recent brewing trip, but we were talking with the brewer there. He's at Emmett's, he likes those IPAs. And I was like, oh, well, we've kind of seen like a little bit of a shift to these classic IPAs, but they have the hops and the orange juice juiciness that you're saying, but they're, you know, clean, hopped up beers, just not bitter hopped.
Exactly. That's exactly it, right? It's more on the aromatic hops and on the rounder, sweeter hops.
Yeah.
Yeah, wacky artwork on this Goose thing. Twice the hops, man.
But, yeah, we'll keep sipping here.
You drink this. I was telling Brad in the pre-show, you served a kiss this at Lala. They're going to be pulled out of the pit.
Right.
You're going to fucking pass out drinking two of these. If you take this to the face with whatever else you're doing at Lala.
Right.
Yeah.
We are done.
It's going to be over quick.
Yeah. So speaking of brewing, should we just dive into that?
Yeah, man. Chicago Beer Pass had a brew day at Emmett's in West Dundee.
Yeah, it's right next to East Dundee, which I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was Dundee and West Dundee.
Because East Dundee's not on the map. West Dundee's on the map.
And Old Dundee.
We're like, how does this fit? It borders Carpentersville. Shout out to Chris Jacobson.
Yeah, I think that because there's Aurora and there's West Aurora.
There's an East Germany, there's a West Germany.
Might be East Aurora. There's East Aurora. Maybe not West Aurora.
I don't know, fucking East idea, Aurora. Man. Okay.
And Aurora. Yeah.
Out yonder.
Yeah.
On the way back, I think 56 good hard minutes back, right?
Right. But it is real close to Moore, which we did stop in after our brew. It's close in the suburban closeness.
How suburb folks say everything's 10 minutes away. It was close like that. It wasn't actually close.
The other spot that wasn't open yet, the bar and or blue and gravel. Or
what was it? No, I think it was black and gray.
Black and gravel.
I thought it was two colors.
I thought it was one color and like a rock.
We are horrible.
That's in East Dundee. That was right on the other side of the river.
It was the nearest pub. I mean, the nearest brew pub.
Right.
Yeah.
But they weren't open until 3 o'clock.
And it didn't make sense to go to, let me see if I can find it. It didn't make sense to go to like a bar. We wanted to go to another brewery.
Yeah. So we made out to Moore and met up with Chris Jacobson out there for just one. And we knew we were quite a distance from home. So we had to just get the one and head back.
Black and gray brewing.
Black and gray. Yeah. Okay. So it is two colors.
Brad comes to scoot me, and we legit get there at like 7:47 in the morning.
Yep, to West Dundee at Emmett's.
Yeah.
Pull up, and the brewer, he's like, all right, you guys are here. It's like an hour later than I start, so I'm like ready to go.
Yeah. They got they definitely have 7-barrel fermenters. I feel like their system might be like a 9-barrel system because we had some runoff.
Yeah, I forget what the system.
Yeah, was. Yeah. But nice, gorgeous copper tanks. And this is the oldest Emmett's, the original Emmett's. Mm-hmm. They had 4 locations, now they got 3. Wheaton had to close. And apparently this spot's been around since 99.
Okay.
And then the guy who started Crystal Lake Brewing was the original brewer at Emmett's, this location.
Nice, yeah.
So. Yeah,
and this wasn't the one you went to a few weeks ago and we talked about on the pod.
Downers Grove was that one.
Downers Grove one, okay.
The closest one to the city.
Okay. But yeah, we roll up there. We discussed a little bit about the ideas of what we were going to brew, but we didn't confirm anything.
No.
And it's like, yeah, you guys suggested a black IPA. Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right.
So we dove right in. Mm-hmm. I think we started our day with just going to grab raw ingredients.
Yeah, we picked out the hops. We had to go. We went Amarillo because we're classic old school IPA drinkers.
Man, I think Warrior was the other hop, mm-hmm. right? So these will be the hops both bittering and for and dry hop.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it will be those two hops. Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. It just made sense. I think Warrior was something that he likes working with.
Right.
And then Amarillo was right up our alley, so we're like, hey, we're done. If it's a two hop thing, we're done. Let's mm-hmm. let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we used the dark malt. We had mixed some rice in there with because the grain the chopper or grain miller the grain mill. he said it could get stuck with too many dark malts, so you break it. You mix in some rice in there to kind of like thin it out a little bit.
Something I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we used 2-row. We used this chocolate malt and then these rice hulls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which are literally just like the husk of rice. It's kind of bizarre. Okay. So Brad's bucket has, I think, the chocolate malt and the rice hulls. And he's kind of got his hands in. He's kind of working it all in together.
Yeah.
And I think my bucket just had the 2-row. So I just get to dump that. And then that's when he broke down that the rice hulls and what they do, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got the boil going, and once that was happening, it was time for beer, right? I think that was 9 o'clock then.
Yeah, so we got 2-row chocolate malt, flaked barley, and roasted barley.
Okay.
Yeah. Just looking at our brew log here, you know, because, you know, we're brewers.
Oh, yeah. You know. but yeah, once we had the boil going, there's not much to do as you wait for that to happen. So I think being guests, we just decided to get some beers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was fun to kind of use like the actual brew paddle, right, and just kind of stir it a little bit. Super fucking hard to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, once that gets going, I think we go to the brew pub, and then we tried like 5 or 6 beers that they had on.
Mm-hmm. One from a friend that he's brewing there. We had Zollers.
Hal,
yeah. Zollers. What was it? Modeled after Two Hearted a little bit.
Yeah, they call it a West Coast IPA, and then said it was modeled after Two Hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some sort of stout, and another one that I can't remember.
Yeah. So, I think we're the third crew to come out. Well, Hal came out.
Mm-hmm.
Then Zoller went out, and then we went out.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think he poured those beers. The nitro beer, he said something interesting about nitro. It's like how it's like you know, you'll know you have to change out the nitro tubing when you hit the nitro and then it doesn't. The bubbles don't change like you want.
Oh,
which I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know. I didn't understand the maintenance required on a nitro line. He called it a membrane.
Oh, right? So it like eats away at it, or like
right.
Yeah.
Huh. So that was interesting. So we had those beers. Then we went downstairs and tried more beers from the holding tank.
Right? The boil takes a while.
You know. Yeah, because I think you probably go what, an hour in the brew kettle, right? Then you transfer over. To the whirlpool, you got to get that up to temp, and then you got to add your bittering hops. That's like another hour. That's 90 minutes, right? So now we're at a 2-hour thing, right? So yeah, so we're drinking, you know. I really enjoyed his. I think it was the stout that he's gonna put in GABF competition, maybe.
FOBAB
competition.
Might have been FOBAB. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That stout was really nice. Different from the nitro stout we had upstairs.
Yeah.
The names escape me because, you know, this is all like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. We've had like 6 beers at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
I usually have 6 coffees by that time, not 6 beers.
You know, so it was a little different than what we're used to. But I really enjoyed that stout, you know, and I enjoyed the IPA we drank downstairs too.
Yeah.
I tell you something, man. One thing I noticed, well, he talked about the Black Prince malt. Because, you know, the beer downstairs had, like, this really nice kind of, I like to call it, like, a chocolate milk colored head, right?
Yeah.
And a really dark kind of, really jet black, clean looking fucking body. And he said, that's the Black Prince, you know. And it looked really nice in our little taster cup.
Yeah.
The problem with us using the Black Prince, though, was that it would have imparted too much roast for a 6% style.
Right.
So we opted for the chocolate versus the Black Prince. But I noted, like, hey, if you want that super jet black, Black Prince is where you
could have went there, but yeah, we also opted to keep the ABV a little lower. We're not laser brain here. We wanted something a little more sessionable.
Yeah,
because we felt like the black IPAs, people already think they're going to be bigger or fuller body, you know.
Yeah, so 6-7% made total sense for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
But it was it was a good day, just a long day, like on our feet, both people that you know work at the computer all day. Up and down the ladder, moving tall and shit.
They got an old school joint, 7 barrel fermenters. Brew house is on a deck. It's a brew deck with the copper. So you mash in, well, whatever the phase is where you dump the grains in. So you pour the grains in on the first level, but then you go upstairs and watch it all fill in the tanks.
Yeah.
A lot of up and down.
Right. And then you have to take out your spent grain basically one trash can at a time, which is kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, there's I think they talked about, well, he was a brewer at the brewery in Aurora with the initials BCGC or something.
Yeah.
But he named another place. I think he named a place crazy out west. God, the name is just escaping me. But it was an automated system. He said you hit a button, and it goes and grabs ingredients and starts the process all off this button. And that was a super fancy one. Tangled Roots. Oh. Tangled Roots in Ottawa is what he said. He said that's like a state-of-the-art thing. He was comparing that to his setup.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that was the difference, 1999 versus something modern. You know, yeah, we're dragging. I think we went out like maybe 6-7 times, mm-hmm. dragging grains out. But, yeah, it was definitely like, we weren't just there talking beer. we were there, like, actually, we putting in that work.
But, yeah, we did it.
You know, so. these hops have to be dropped with love every half hour. You know, you can't just, like, throw them in all crazy from your pitcher.
One pellet at a time.
You kind of got to drizzle them out, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be like, thank you for giving my beer nourishment.
Every single time. You're like a preacher or something, just, you know. Thank you, you know.
Bless it.
I got a good feeling about this beer, man. You know, I don't know why, but
We're about a week out from our brew day recording this now. So tomorrow he's dry hopping it, and what is it next week? Then it's ready, or we got another like?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
About seven more days, or about another week or so.
Yeah, we use Omega yeast, West Coast number 4 yeast strain.
I was pushing for 5. You got to go for one on the upgrade. But
I was confused. I had to circle back and ask him because as we were pitching yeast, he talked about the Quack yeast. And, you know, Dishard Brewers had that Quack Fest. And, you know, Quack yeast is the yeast that, you know, turns beers around in like 3 days. That's why people love it. But no, we didn't use that. We used West Coast 4 from Omega Yeast Labs.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be fruity, nice, crisp, clean, 6-7% dry hopped.
And I think when we go and do try it, we're going to record an episode. So that could be as early as next week. We sort of said going to, but now we might have to go out there for another day or whatever, find some time.
Yeah, but cheers to Brewmaster Brent.
Mm-hmm. Not Brett.
Not Brett. Over at Emmett's. Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah. So we'll definitely be talking more about the beer on one of our next episodes. I don't know how quickly we're gonna get over there.
Yeah.
Cool. Then we did make some stops from last week as well. We did Printer's Row.
Right on.
I went up there.
Jefferson Park. Hello. Yeah.
Jefferson Park feels like a little like suburb almost. I know it's still a city.
Yeah.
But it has like a downtown. It has like a almost like a convention center thing down there.
Okay.
The post office is on one corner. You got your brewery. You got
it feels like Main Street.
Your like breakfast spot. Yeah, it feels like a downtown Main Street.
Old Jeff Park, man.
Yeah.
Fishman's, that's the last time I've been to Jeff Park.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
But Printer's Row Brewing, it's in Jefferson Park, not Printer's Row, and it's in like a, I don't know, like a 6 intersection thing.
Oh, yeah, 6 corners. And are we ever going to stop? I blame, you know, Ravinia and 18th Street for this, right? Where your brewery references literally another neighborhood, like, or I guess that's the direction we're going, right? Because this is like the third or fourth one like this.
I guess we should open up like Kentucky Brewing.
And just put it at in fucking Irvin Park.
Yeah.
And then have some story on why it's called Kentucky.
Yeah.
We gotta stop this shit.
But that's where it is. Nice little selection of beers. They had a really good rye on that was tasty.
Okay.
Just kind of went down their flight a little bit. Wasn't too big of a fan of their Kolsch, but they offered it. They had a Lake Effect beer on. But it's
they're Jeff Park neighbors, Lake Effect. Yeah.
They're just kind of a small little spot, and I feel like if you live over there, they're just nice to pop in. The beers aren't necessarily going to make me want to go there, but I'll go there. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of places kind of like that. You're like, I like everything about this, and I'll probably make it back sometime again, but I just don't know when. But it was nice. It was good hanging out there. You can get food delivered.
I know Earl's Barbecue is not too far from there.
Oh, yeah.
It was the one day where I had the day from hell. I had to wait all day to get my license renewed.
Okay.
It was near Jeff Park, so I went to Earl's afterwards.
Okay.
And I'm like, I know that it was right by that.
I think they had a sign that they advertised, like, baked ribs. And I didn't. I was like, as we drove by, Maeve commented.
It's like, what the fuck are they doing?
Like, is that something you, like, stress, like people are like smoked or barbecued, but baked.
They're like, no,
microwaved. We got those microwaved.
Like how much different are these from the ones you put in the microwave? Oh man.
But I don't know. Maybe that's the...
I have no fucking idea.
You went there. Or did you
I go got... We sat outside. And I remember just getting, like, I think brisket or chicken. I opted away from the baked ribs. It was fine, you know. Yeah. I just know that this brewery's near there. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can get some rolls and hang out at Printer's Row.
Like, yeah.
They got a bunch of outdoor seating, which, you know, I feel like it's kind of exciting. At the same time, it's like, oh my God, a car could just like
it's crash a little into us. Right. It's at a six corner. So it's kind of there's streets on both sides, plus a main street in front of those two streets on both sides.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, yeah, you're on alert a little bit.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. But that's a lot of if you're like downtown eating outside too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So. Exact same thing. Outdoor seating at Rosebud in the Theater District. Yeah. You're super close to track.
Yeah. Something could just go wrong. Yeah. Never does. That was my other stop this past week. I did go over to Old Irving.
Oh, right.
Yesterday. I was in like a Old Irving kick.
Oh, I'd be heavy. They're going to supplant Half Acre as the unofficial, official Old Irving podcast, man.
I had this bee, not the bees, the she bee.
Okay.
Bishi. It's tasty. I got some more cans, so maybe we'll
Bishi
do
Bishi, like the brewery and your
favorite? Oh, Banshee.
Oh, like, because your favorite brewery in Logan is called Bishi as well.
That beer's great. I have some other cans, so maybe we'll do a video for YouTube.
Right on. I like OIB, man. Mm-hmm. I just like their vibe, man.
And I got over there. I got to try the bee's juice.
Right on.
I went little taster.
It's big like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better. It's way better than this. Like, it is nice.
It's really good.
But it's 9.5%.
Right. And it's just one of you. Fuck your whole evening up. You're like, mm-hmm. I had stuff I was going to do. Now I'm just in drink mode because I had this 10% beer.
Here we go.
That's kind of what's happening right now.
So, yeah, I did a little taster, and buddy that I was with, he was like, I'm going to get another beer. I was like, we're about the same here. I'm getting a little pour of bee's juice. You're getting another beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Had some food, had some beer. It's an Old Irving kind of week.
Yeah, man. Cheers to Old Irving. Oh, mm-hmm. I dig their stuff. I like your band.
Yeah.
You know? It's good stuff.
How about you? You were telling me about one of your other suburban stops.
Yeah, it was funny because on the way to Emmett's, we kind of did the show to each other in the car. I went up to Buffalo Creek. So Buffalo Creek is in Long Grove, Illinois,
okay,
which is, I would say, northwest burb.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Towards like Highland Park.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Buffalo Creek is in historic downtown Long Grove. So I know them for the Long Grove Beer Fest that, you know, I went to maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. It's because they have a parking lot and they share it with these other restaurants. One of them is apparently the oldest one in the state. But they had this invitational. You come up, you party with them. And I didn't know where Long Grove was at all. But apparently there's actually a creek. You know, there's actually a Buffalo Creek near the facility. So went in there and did a tour with the brewer, the brewmaster, and the owner, Mike Marr. So Mike is a guy, I think he's got a tech finance background, and this was kind of like his retirement job, was to start this brewery.
Oh, okay.
So it's in a really cool space. It's a standalone building that kind of looks like, I don't know, it looks like a rustic kind of farmhouse, right? Hmm. You know, kind of like, yeah, basically, with like a killer backyard, like it's just a ton of space. It almost feels like a concert venue. You know, they say they could put like 2,500 people in there on the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Wedding venue upstairs, gigantic ass backyard with this big forest behind it. Hmm. And then, you know, they're brewing. They got a 15 barrel system. I want to say maybe like 45 for 40 barrel tanks.
Okay.
Pretty good size operation. A lot of good natural light coming in. It's a cool spot. I think real quick, man, the story was this space was like the Long Grove Art Gallery. It was a center of the arts for Long Grove. Mm. And they had like a good like 10-year run, and then after 10 years they decided to build on a bar component to their art gallery. So where the tanks are is where the art gallery was, because that's where all the light is,
right? Okay.
Really big vaulted ceilings. It's really kind of nice. That's where the art gallery was, and behind that they were going to build this bar, and do an art gallery bar. For some reason, the project went belly up. They ran out of money, and then they didn't do it.
Okay.
So it sat vacant for 10 years, and then Mike and these guys talked the owner into selling it to him. So he hired the exact same guys that started to build out the bar for the art gallery.
That's funny. You know this space. To finish it up.
And they finished it off, and now you have Buffalo Creek Brewing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So what did I drink? They had a really nice Belgian triple. Hmm. It was nice. I got their Irish Red, because we were on Irish Red kick. I got the Irish Red in a big-ass dimpled mug.
Nice.
And he kind of showed us around the joint.
Cool. Okay.
So, yeah. It was cool, man.
Then they don't have food there, right?
No. Okay. No. So they encourage you. They have food trucks on weekends.
Yeah.
And they encourage you to just order food from their neighbors.
Okay.
Kind of thing. They're doing the Long Grove Festival again up on the 30th, I think, of April. So I think we should go up there and check it out, man. It's a nice excursion. It's a nice out-of-town excursion.
Yeah.
You know, without going crazy far. He's looking to expand. He's got... like I said, the backyard is like basically the forest is behind there. He's looking to expand like 5 acres into the forest because he wants to make more beer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's making that much beer.
That's what I said. I'm like, you already got these big ass tanks. But he's like, well, you know, he's only got 4 tanks and 2 of them are for this lager that they keep selling. And the other one's going to be for a creek. So he's really only got 1 tank that he can kind of rotate different styles in and out of.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You know, so he's like, yo, we need more space. So. He said he's going to build out. When I was in the back, first thing I thought was, man, this is a destination brewery. You already do weddings upstairs. This is a destination brewery if there's a hotel here. Then I can hit all the other stops on the Lake County Trail. Maybe not all of them because there's like fucking 30 of them. But, you know, but you would drive to Buffalo Creek and have that be your base.
Yeah.
You know, if you build a hotel in the back. He's like, no, we're making more beer.
Okay.
You know? So I'm like, yeah, I backed off. I'm like, hey, you are the business owner here, so.
It's working for him, right?
Right. I mean, like, clearly you know more about this than I do, so. But if you want my unsolicited opinion, put a hotel in here and get a rooftop cracking. But okay. He's like, no, but they're going to make more beer out of that joint.
So. That's pretty good. And yeah. We didn't get any beer. They're making so much. Are they packaging?
They're packaging.
They are
packaging.
Right?
6 packs.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a stein full of beer. Shalanda's. I did not keep a stein. Shalanda had a pint of beer, and then she got another pint, and then we sampled a wine barrel-aged version of the triple that she had, and then we left.
Okay.
Yeah. Started to go to a restaurant in Logan or Long Grove, but I'm like, I should probably get back to the city.
Okay.
So I just went back. There's a Euro spot off Tui in 94 that I've always wanted to go to. Like a big Greek spot.
But you didn't go there?
I went there.
Oh, okay.
We went there on the way back. We're like, let's go back.
Nice. So, okay.
So, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
Any of the stops? Any other?
Man, I feel like that's all I did, Brad.
I did.
Shout out to Cultivate, the Forbidden Root spot, the secondary bar there that does a guest house. Went there, got the World Works English barley wine, barrel aged English barley wine with coconut.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
Way too fucking sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my report.
Okay.
Get the rye lager from Forbidden Root if you go
just
to
do
Forbidden
that.
Root.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have been talking to someone that's just talking about Vallejo, and I was like, I gotta get to Half Acre soon. I need some of that before it like goes away again.
That's a summer release. Mm-hmm. Vallejo's out. Navajo's out. Yeah.
I need to make sure I don't miss them. So I need to go.
It's true, man. And then I think they changed their format where it's like Navajo doesn't hit distro, I don't think. I think Navajo's like can only, brewery only. Because, you know, they expanded their cooler situation.
Okay.
You know, when you used to walk into Balmoral, it was part of the floor. It was part of the, you had the bar and you had the seating area. And they're just this random kind of clothing shop. Now they have a whole dedicated section.
But where the clothing shop was?
No, like where towards the bathrooms are. At the very front of the Balmoral.
But you can't enter that way. Can you
enter? You can still enter that way.
You can?
You know
they
how you
used to not be able to enter that way.
Yeah, they got this little drive through area.
Yeah.
You can pull up and get your stuff. Right when you enter in that door, that's where the new gift shop / coolers are.
Oh, okay. Because last time I went in, I parked in the parking lot and went in the back way.
Yeah.
which was always just the only way you're supposed to kind of go in.
Exactly. Now it's bi-directional.
Ooh. Okay.
So
I'm gonna have to go check that out. Okay. Because they still had the like little, all the shit in the back too.
Right. So that's gone. Now that's just all seating.
Oh, okay.
Because I was sitting in that area, and I
must have went before that like switched over.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, so I'm thinking this is probably in like last couple weeks.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, definitely March.
Okay.
Definitely in March.
Because I went over and picked up, I don't know, whatever the last half acre beer we had.
Oh, yeah. Fucking super small, big flavor, super small.
Small batch.
Buzzard.
Small batch.
Yeah.
So that was a while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to make it over there. So that's on my list maybe this week.
Right on. Cool. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be recording the episode with Brent at Emmett's. We've also got Dan from Around the Bend, hopefully coming up next week. And then the following week, we have the brewmaster at Goose Island, Clybourne.
Oh, shit.
So
I like sprinkling in guests, man. You know? You know, I was telling you earlier today, you know, there's this program, I think it's a Google program, and they were asking, like, hey, tell us your 30-second pitch, and then tell us your 2-minute pitch. But in the 2-minute pitch, I haven't done it yet because I got to give them an audio snippet.
Oh,
okay. But in the 2-minute pitch, I was saying, like, as a demo, I was like, yo, we've interviewed the oldest breweries in town.
Yeah.
You know, and that includes, you know, your Goose, your Rev, your Half Acre, you know, Peace, Metro. In a lot of cases, we were on site or they came to us, but the oldest breweries in town is like a key feature, I think, when we talk about like the show and an extended explanation of the show includes that, I think.
Yeah, you know? It does provide a little bit of a drunken Chicago history in a sense, right? Like it's like a snippet of Chicago through the lens of drinking, but there's a lot of history.
Right. I mean, and then, you know, we come from like these older kind of platforms and then, you know, we come together on this, but it's like, yeah, you know, when you look at it, us individually, you know, that extends really far back, man, like over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a good perspective and it's a very direct kind of perspective.
Yeah, nice. Well, cool. So that's coming up. And then there's a few events on the horizon. We were talking about the one up in Buffalo Creek.
Yeah, that's the Long Grove Beer Fest. That's
April.
That's 30th. End of April.
April 30th, end of April there. And then there is some sort of whiskey one, right?
Yeah, the Will County Beer and Bourbon Fest, oh, Brad.
Bourbon.
That's Saturday, May 21st, which feels like Mother's Day weekend, maybe. I don't know.
I think Mother's Day is May 2nd.
Okay. I don't know. We got to figure it out. You know, you can't show up empty-handed.
Of course.
You know? This is the Hollywood Casino, Brad. Yeah. So General Admission's 50, VIP 75, the Joliet Bourbon Club and local breweries. They're going to raise funds and build a home for a veteran in need of affordable housing.
Okay.
All proceeds will support the Will County Habitat for Humanity.
Nice. Okay.
Oh. And then and the House Beer and Bourbon Built Initiative. Oh, okay. So it's a fundraiser.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, how about that?
More reason to go and support things.
Another out yonder trip, you know?
Yeah, so I think we're going to try to figure out how to make it down there.
Yeah, I think we should show up to this. See what's going on. I've been to Joliet maybe once in high school and then once to see my kid do some cheerleading stuff down there.
I know the drive is kind of long. Can't you take doesn't the Metro go there?
The last stop is Joliet.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the Heritage Line. So you start at LaSalle Street Station. The last stop is Joliet on that line.
That's an interesting move.
That's a tee up right there, bud. How far is it? Joliet's a city. Like, how far is this thing? I bet it's like across street from the train.
Probably. What's at the casino, right?
Yeah, how far is casino from the train?
I don't know. How big is downtown Joliet, right?
It's a city, man. It's like Aurora's a city, Naperville's a city, Joliet. Like
the train's got to let you real close to the downtown.
In our world, you get off this train and fucking, it's right there.
Walk into the brewery, yeah.
That's the only scenario that makes sense. Yeah.
And you can drink on the train, but I don't know about pre-gaming all the way to Joliet.
All bets are off, but if we take this train.
Yeah, but then you get to sleep the whole way back.
That's gonna be a good. that's gonna be like old times, right?
That
there.
Might be the way to might be the way to roll that.
Because it's Joliet, it's gonna take you fucking I don't know,
at least feels, hour and a half.
Sounds 90 minutes ish, right?
Yeah,
definitely sounds like a 90 minute thing. Yeah, I'm down to check this out, man.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll include a link to that, but yeah, get your tickets, check it out as well. Then up in June, I know it's pretty far out, is the Mundelein Craft Beer Fest at Tighthead. I think it's at Tighthead, yeah.
Right on.
I've heard about this before. I think it went away the last couple of years, as you know, everything did, and so it's back now, June 11th.
They got a good parking lot.
Yeah.
They got a space built to do a cool party.
Right.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a Tighthead beer in, I don't even know. I can't even remember.
It's been a long time. There's a bar at Irving and Pulaski right at the corner there, and they randomly had Irie on draft there.
Okay.
I got it there. But yeah, it's not a regular occurrence.
No. Okay. Nice. So those are some events. Anything in the news or?
There's a little bit in the news, man. Workforce out in Plainfield is in the news. They have a barrel-aged stout release on April 2nd. It's called the Barrel Den. Putin is a douche.
Okay.
Barrel-aged imperial stout, 11.6%.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So this is a portion
that's
of
Saturday.
These.
Saturday. That's yeah.
April. Yeah. Those sales will be given to the Ukraine relief funds. There's two funds. One is Sunflower Peace. The other one is the Ukrainian Direct Relief Fund.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's in the news. Looks like, they've got two different colors of wax, too.
Oh, for the flag.
Yeah. Also in the news, the good folks at Goose Island have a collaboration beer with Microphone.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It's called Double LP. Now, this says Side B. That's what that says. And that's the Microphone. That's Microphone holding that can. I'm showing Brad the can. So I assume this is going to be like the phase three thing where there's
probably a side A.
A one and one, yeah.
From Goose. Okay.
Yeah. The Microphone version is English barley wine aged in 10-year-old Buffalo Trace bourbon barrels, 14.5%.
Jesus, man.
That sounds like a proper barley wine. Microphone saying it's the best barrel-aged barley wine they've ever made.
Okay.
Yeah. So kind of curious about that.
Kind of. Because it means all the other ones sucked.
We've talked about in the past how, you know, because the rye wine and barley wine game is so strong on the other side of town.
From Rev.
That, you know, they kind of ran their largest competition out of business on the barley wine, wheat wine side of things. We often joke about that being the case. So I'm kind of curious to see how this plays, how it ranks, you know. And we've got a bunch of stuff from Rev that we can run it against.
Right, see what it tastes like. So, okay.
But yeah.
So. That's cool. Neat to see Goose doing these collaborations and, you know, keeping that going and just connecting with other breweries in Chicago Illinois.
Old Irving, we talked about.
Phase three,
Alarmist, Microphone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for them. You know, for them being the oldest crew in town, they're not stiff. You know, they invite everybody to party, you know. So I salute them for that. They're not snobbish about it. They party with everybody.
Yeah.
So
fun.
Yeah.
So we'll have to keep eye out for when that's out and the Goose version. You're going all in.
Oh, man.
You're going for it.
We're here now. Laser brain, man.
I don't know.
Oof. That shit is, you know.
I'm like, I'm almost to the bottom. Do I want to fill this up?
I have to figure out what about to do for fucking eats after pretty soon here.
All right. Anything else? Anything we miss?
I think that's it, man.
All right. Well, then that's going to do it for this episode. We just celebrated our 400th episode of Chicago Beer Pass.
Hell yeah. So it's kind of appropriate that, you know, the brewing thing came about and then this whole wave of guests is coming about. You know, I think that's a nice way to just kind of ring in this milestone, if you will.
Why aren't people having us as guests on their show to celebrate this great thing?
You know, you know, we're on an island on our own, man.
I guess,
you know?
So.
Because no one else is really like committed every week to talking about, hey, city, burbs, out of town events that we go to.
Well, you know? ABB Chicago, they got there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do.
They should really invite us on. I don't know.
You know, I wouldn't be against hanging out with them. I don't know where they record, do you?
No, I don't know.
Either. If it's like, you know, if it's like in Evergreen Park where you got all the decorations and stuff, that's pretty far.
Well, it's in Long Grove.
Here I am complaining about shit this far. We might go to Microphone and Long Grove in the next 30 days.
I'm not going to Long Grove. I'll go to, we got to go to Downer, not Downers Grove, because that one closed.
Oh,
go.
Yeah. That's the closest one.
Oh, Downers Grove.
DG.
The Wheaton one. Wheaton Emmett's closed.
Or Palatine. We might go to Palatine.
Okay.
Dirty Nellies, if we go to Palatine.
What's that?
Come on.
I know. Oh, I think you've mentioned this before.
It's the bar in. Okay. They do a festival. It's like the big rager bar in
Valentine.
In Valentine.
Okay. I would know that. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. Exciting stuff. That's going to do it for this episode. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch. We're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. I've been blowing it up with old Irving pictures.
It's the old Irving podcast.
And we'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.